This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm interested in how phrases come about. We use phrases all the time. Everybody does, and you have no idea of the origin of the phrase. There are books that give you the origin of phrases. For instance, have you ever talked about a criminal who got away with a crime and you say, well, he beat the rap? You ever wonder where that phrase comes from? It comes from the court system in England. When the judge would make his final pronouncement of judgment and punishment, he would always take his gavel and he would hit the desk, and that was the rap that meant the decision's final. You go to jail for 30 days. To beat the rap would be to be proved innocent before the judge hit the gavel on the desk and the rap of the hammer, so to speak, on the desk. We use a phrase, on a wing and a prayer. A lot of people have no idea that it came from a song during World War II, talking about a plane coming in on a wing and a prayer. And it means in our culture today that you're not functioning at 100% and you got here on a wing and a prayer, meaning you barely made it. Other phrases that we use in life, high and dry comes from a shipping phrase. When a ship would run aground and it was high and dry, not in the water, the way it should be to float. And today I'm using the phrase cut to the chase is a phrase that comes out of the movie making industry in the 1940s when a producer made a note on a script about the script was lagging here in this particular point in the movie. And he wrote this note, cut to the chase, go back to the chase scene. That has come to mean this. The main thing, the most important thing, is to cut to the chase, and here's what it is in any area of life. You may be discussing a business deal and somebody says, well, cut to the chase. What's the bottom line? Well, we're going to cut to the chase today about this issue. What the Apostle Paul told the church at Corinth, what is the bottom line of preaching? I don't know what you think about what a minister should talk about in a sermon. What should be discussed? What should be covered? What are the parameters of a sermon? But I can tell you today from 5 verses of 1 Corinthians, the book that we're studying, what a message is to be about and what it basically only is to be about. What's biblical? What is it that we need to preach about? Let me share a quote with you and then I'll read the text. W.A. Criswell was a minister for years in Dallas before there were mega churches. First Baptist Dallas was one of the mega churches of the country. And he said, when a person goes to church, they often hear a preacher in the pulpit rehash everything that he's read or she's read in the editorials, the newspapers, and the magazines. On the TV commentaries, they hear the same stuff over again. They yawn and they go out and play golf on Sunday. When a person comes to church, what they're actually saying to you is this, preacher, I know what the TV commentator has to say. I hear him every day. I know what the editorial writer has to say. I read it every day. I know what the popular magazines have to say. I read them every week. What I want to know is, does God have anything to say? Does God have anything to say? And if God has anything to say, please tell us what God has to say. I want to read to you what God has to say about preaching. It's in 1 Corinthians 2. This is a book we're preaching through of the New Testament. Exactly where I left off last week, chapter 2, verse 1. Paul is speaking and he says, when I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I proclaim to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that, in order that, your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Listen to that again. So that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.